Joy 99.7 FM. My name is Enimoa Enim Ado. Let me say a very big thank you to Noella Karen Yali for sitting in for me for the past 1 month. I'm sure you had an amazing time with her. All right, so tonight we're having a conversation on interfaith relationships. So the question we're asking tonight is, must we share faith for our love to thrive? I think you kind of barely hear, you know, the mixing of faiths, and perhaps some faiths are more intent on pushing forward that, you know, you marry within, you know, but, you know, life is life and love is love and, you know, things happen. So tonight we just want to explore that. So something really interesting, one of our dear listeners just texted just when, you know, we were about to start the show, and she said that she and her husband have been married for 20 years. She's Christian and he's Muslim. And so I thought, what a really amazing way to start the show. We'd love to hear her story. So joining us on the phone is Layla. Hi, Layla.
Hi, Enimoa. Good evening.
Hi, good evening. So unexpected, right?
Yeah, like that.
Thank you so much for agreeing to come on to, you know, give us some real life, you know, drama to the conversation.
Yes, that's true. Drama, yes.
So tell me, I mean, just take me through what it was like when you met your husband, what the decision-making process was like, you know, to marry outside of your faith, and what it's been like generally. I mean, you've made it to 20 years, and that's pretty amazing.
Yeah. Thank you very much, and for the opportunity to share, because sometimes you get people ask you how you go about it, and there's a wider discussion out there. So thanks for bringing up the topic. So when I met my husband, yes, like you said earlier, I'm Muslim and my husband is Christian. Okay. So when I met him, we, after dating for a while, we wanted to get married. And my husband's grandfather is Reverend Clegg of the Methodist Church. So I'm not talking just any, you know, regular Christian person, but he's come from a strong Methodist church background, and my father sounds Muslim and so on, but there was more pressure from his side than mine. Before we got married, his mother insisted that he goes through confirmation, he does this, all those stuff. And then for my side, my father said, look, whomever you think that you can live with, just live with them and just pray that maybe one day they'll become, you know, Muslim. So fast forward, we got married. We had a traditional marriage. Then we went to the registry, we registered our marriage, came back home and had the outreach, the reception, like the Muslim way. And that has been it. We've been married for 20 years. There's not been any religious problem. Sometimes you meet in-laws and they're like, hey, so when are you joining us? And then, you know, you joke about it and then you let it go. On the other side, sometimes my mother or my aunties would say, hey, so you are not a Muslim, you are still not converted to Islam. And then that one too would just be like, yeah, I have such conversation, but we've had a healthy relationship. Both families have been so supportive. I mean, you're not going to get anybody calling you to say you are not coming to church or why are you not going to church and so on and so forth. And I think what has worked for us is the strength of mind and the strong friendship that we have. Then thirdly, the fact that nobody is trying to pull the other to their side. Because if you start from being objective at the beginning, and then along the line, you want to drag the other person to your side, that's where the issues come in. But if you have that strength of mind that, look, I mean, this, what do you call it, it's a religious marriage, and this is the person I've chosen, there is no problem at all. It's seamless, anyone, trust me. Sometimes people ask about the children. So how do you bring up your children and all that? I have an 18-year-old, 10 and an 8. sometimes when I'm praying in the house, the little ones will join me. They wear their hijab. They have their hijab. They will join me. We'll pray. Sometimes they will just be on their own. When their father is going to church, he goes with them sometimes. The point I'm trying to make is that you bring up children to love humanity. That's the fundamental thing. To be forgiving, to love humanity, to be purposeful. Then, when they grow, their heart will be called to whatever religion. Of course, between being a Muslim and a Christian, from what they have seen with their parents, they can choose. Because trust me, you can bring up Christian kids who would grow up to be Muslim adults, and vice versa. So really, being in an interreligious marriage is about mindset. It's about strength of mind, friendship, understanding, and remaining objective and neutral. As soon as you start feeling like, oh, it should have been this way or it should have been that way, then you will start creating problems for yourself. It's been 20 years and I'm happy. He's happy. Well, I think so. I believe so. He's happy.
You know, so Rula, you make it sound very easy. You really make it sound easy, like, you know, it's, but is it really, really easy? Is it, you know, I mean, do you not have any challenges at all?
In my case, right, I don't have any challenges. Perhaps what you would think about is, okay, you know, before we got married, one of the counselors, an auntie I know was telling me that the thing about interreligious marriage is that each of you will not grow deeply in their various religions. Like, you will not be so devoted, you see? And that is a fact. You must make an extra effort to be devoted to your religion or to your spirituality, you see? Because if you were of the same religion, then the other would complement, or the other would support one another. But here's the case where you need to build your own spirituality. And anymore, you know, as we grow, we become more spiritual. So that's what I was saying earlier, that if you start with the lovey-lovey stuff and you're growing and you're becoming more spiritual and you're thinking, I made a mistake, I'd rather somebody of the same faith. That's where you see interreligious marriages break down along the line. But once you're committed and you understand the fact that your destiny is in your hands. And for me, the fundamental thing that I use to motivate myself is the fact that, yes, I'm a Muslim. I believe in the Islamic religion, and I believe that is the way to get to heaven. Okay? He's a Christian. He also has his belief. But on the day, both religions have told us that nobody is going to intervene for the other. So that if you are going to convert him to Islam, and on the day you have to defend why he's a Muslim, would you be able to do that? That's the very question that I asked my uncles and aunties who were seeking for him to, who were seeking that he would convert to Islam. You know, he would tuba, you know. And there are so many men who are, and women who are tubed to marry Muslims. And along the line, they stop praying altogether. So I don't want the deceit. Let the person be. And even the Quran says, them to their religion and you to yours. And yeah, the one who will decide on the day.
So anyway, so just before I let you go, this is my last question. The kids, you know, so you said sometimes, you know, they're praying with you and then sometimes they are going to church.
Right.
Do they, I mean, I want to know the kinds of questions that they ask you, because I'm sure, you know, they'll hear something here or hear something there, you know, and it's like, okay, what do we do? And, I mean, are you truly and completely fine with the fact that you may not be able to necessarily raise your kids in the exclusiveness of the faith that you believe in, and the fact that they may choose to not be Muslim?
Okay, so honestly, I mean, that feeling is there that, oh, you would wish they were Muslims and they could read the Quran and all that. But then again, it has been your choice, okay? And I am somebody who believes in individual strengths and individual weaknesses. Like, I'm a very individualistic person. So I don't like to pull people towards one thing from what everything that I've said. Sometimes they ask questions. Mommy, am I a Muslim or am I a Christian? Then I'll tell them, your father is a Christian and your mommy is a Muslim. So you get to celebrate both ways. They say, okay, and you know, anymore, each of them have a Muslim name, a Christian name, and a fancy name before their penny. So that your name would introduce you to your multiplicity, right? So they do ask questions. They ask, mommy, so if you are a Muslim, if you are a Christian, why is it that you are married and all that? And I said, oh, because your daddy loved me and I also loved him. And we decided that we get married because of their ages. But the 18-year-old, she totally understands. And she has decided that she wants to be a Christian. She wants to go to a particular church. So right now she's in secondary school. She's about going to tertiary. Perhaps from there on, she may ask deeper questions to understand. But also, it's also probably because of my background. I was born in Nima. I grew up in Nima till I was about 8. So that maybe listeners will not think I've not really been immersed in the Islamic religion. I was born and raised in Nima till about 8 or 9, when we then moved out of Nima to Tesano. And then I grew up teenagehood up to adulthood in Tesano. But even with that, my mom lived in Saudi Arabia for years. And so you cannot say that I don't understand my religion. You see what I mean? So when they ask me that question, it's the same feeling I feel like when they ask me, mommy, are we rich or we are poor people? Sometimes they come from school and they ask funny questions, are we rich or we are poor? So it's the same feeling I feel. If my husband was Muslim, it would have been fantastic. But I think this is my path. Nobody knows the future. Who knows? He might become a Muslim one day, or he may not. But I don't think about it because it is not what I signed up for from the onset.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Amazing. Amazing. Thank you so much for sharing your story with us. I mean, it definitely gives us, you know, context to this conversation. Thank you so much, Leila.
It's my pleasure. Anytime. Enjoy.
All right. Thank you so much. And I hope that you keep listening. So that was Leila, a very unexpected part of this conversation. But like she said, she's Muslim. Her husband is Christian. They've been married for 20 years. And it sounds doable, doesn't it, Esinam? Well, wait, before we get to the conversation, let me introduce my guests. Esinam Batali joining us tonight, and also Zainab Al-Hassan. Zainab, it's your first time.
Yes.
You're welcome to Strong and Sassy. And then on the phone lines, we have Theresa. On Zoom, Theresa Yarriga is also joining us. I would say a big thank you to these three ladies. We kind of put the show together very last minute. So really, really appreciate that, you know, you guys dropped everything to be here. So thank you for that. So I don't know if you, Zainab, you listened to Leila's story from the beginning.
Not from the beginning, but
I mean, you got, you know, she's Muslim, her husband is Christian. Could you do that?
Personally, no.
You could. Why can't you?
I can't because, of course, to every rule there's an exception. To everything that happened, we have the outliers, and it can happen. It is possible that it can happen, but in my perception, it's very difficult, especially for us as Ghanaians. I believe that as Ghanaians, we are very religious. Like, when you want to get us to go haywire, if you want to, like, get us to react, use religion. So the average Ghanaian is very religious. And so when it comes to religion, let's, for the sake of this conversation, Christianity and then
yes,
Islam,
I mean, those are the two major.
These are people that they will not allow you on a regular day to touch their religion, to say anything bad about their religion, to go against their beliefs. And these religions are contradictory, if you are going to be honest with each other. Islam, we have our own set of beliefs. Christians also have their own set of beliefs. the average Muslim will tell you that I think that most Christians are going to hell. Okay. Christian will tell you that I believe that most Muslims are going to hell. And as Muslims, we believe that your partner, you know, in dunya and the ahira, you want someone that you are going to live with in this life and the hereafter.
Oh,
right?
Okay.
Yes. So if I'm going to live with someone in this life,
that's a very
and the
long
here,
time to
and
live
the
with
hereafter,
someone.
Well, that is love.
Wow.
Well, if
yeah.
I want to live with you in this life and the hereafter, after. And you don't accept my beliefs, you don't subscribe to the things that I believe in, you don't subscribe to the lay down rules I believe are the path that I will take to get to enjoy the hereafter, then you are someone that I'm going to be with you just on this earth. And if I love you, truly, truly love you, I want to be with you, not just on this earth, but in the hereafter also. So I'll try my best to get you to join me. You also think that my soul is lost. You are also trying your best to get me to join you so that you redeem my soul. And so I believe that is going to be a crack. That is going to be a problem that marriage has so many issues already. Mm. You don't need to bring this in yes, as much as you can help it.
You mentioned a word. Did you say? You said dunya, right?
Dunya is...
What does that
dunya
mean?
Dunya is this life.
Okay.
And the ahira is the hereafter.
Right. Oh. I'm just asking because I've seen a perfume called dunya.
Oh, okay.
So I was like, okay, so this life and then ahira is
yes.
is the yes. thereafter. That's yeah. okay. All right. Esinam, what do you think? Could you... What religion are you? Let's start from there.
I'm irreligious.
Okay. I just wanted to establish, okay.
Yes. Of course, I grew up Christian. I grew up following my parents to church. My parents were very active in church. I myself was very active in church. I used to sing in church, you know.
Wow.
Yes. But the more I experienced life, the more I realized that... I would rather be more spiritual than religious. So I'm more about spirituality, being in touch with yourself, being in touch with your environment, moving on a higher purpose, you know, all that comes with the whole spirituality and being more mindful and being more careful about how you're living on earth, or how you're living your life and how your life influences others. So that's where my mindset has been for the past few years. And because I'm not religious, I'm not very religious like maybe your stereotypical Christian or a typical Muslim. I'm not on either sides of the spectrum. If I'm with someone who is religious, the focus will be to what extent are they able to accommodate me in their life.
Mm.
Because you're the one with the religious doctrines and the restrictions or the faith and the tenets. You are the one who has a faith that restricts you to a certain extent on how to behave and how to even relate with others. Like she's mentioned, the plan is to be with the person in this present life and in the life afterwards. For me, who doesn't believe in any of the two, how do you get to accommodate me in your life? For me, I'm okay with whatever religion you're in, because again, I believe in the individuality and the power of choices. You are allowed to be whoever you want to be and shine in it. If that makes you happy, if that helps you to fulfill your divine purpose on earth, that's a go ahead, be great at it. But I'm not. So where do we marry in the middle, and where do we find the balance? And that's very, very crucial for me. So if my partner is willing to be open to accommodate
basically
me...
Basically, if they'll just leave you alone...
If they'll leave me alone and I'll leave them alone, we'll be fine. And yeah, I think the problem may probably be with children, if we will have to agree on how we're raising our children. Because you see, a person's religion to an extent influences their values, their value system, the things they hold dear, the things they believe in. And some people want to transfer their values to their children, right? So what values are we transferring? What doctrines are we teaching our children. You know what? Let's agree to disagree. Let's agree that, okay, are we leaving our children to, are we exposing them to everything so they can make their choices? Are we exposing them to just Christianity? Are we exposing them to just being Muslim? What exactly are we teaching? You see, that there has to be a series of conversations for alignment to be aligned. What
yeah,
I say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, I get that. Let me take Theresa's view as well. Theresa, are you there?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. So, Theresa, what do you think? Okay, do you think...
Evening.
Hi, good evening. Do you think that you could do an interfaith relationship or marriage?
Okay, so, first of all, I think when it comes to marriage on its own, it's void of religion, because it's an institution that goes beyond religion. We've had instances where imams and women who have higher education in Islam have fallen out in marriage. In that case, let's say divorced, they couldn't work out and all that. So we have instances where pastors and also families divorce and all that. So I think when it comes to marriage, yes, you need that faith. You need that faith. But more to that faith, you will need your convictions. You will need your value. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yes, you need your values. So there are instances where our religion, I'm a Muslim and I married a Muslim and I have Muslim kids, so I have a different view when it comes to it. I would say that being married to a Muslim husband, my ex was a Muslim, and
have we lost Theresa? Hello? I think, okay. No, the network is bad. Theresa, so we'll try and come back to you. Because it's
there are this partner that he wasn't as beaten or all of us beaten.
Theresa, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yeah, so we missed the last 1 minute of your submission. The last thing we heard was that you're Muslim, your husband is Muslim, and you're raising the children as Muslim, and you were talking about the values, and then you said your ex was also Muslim.
My ex-husband, we have kids who are also Muslims. I don't know if you can hear me. This person calling is interrupting.
We can hear you for now.
Okay, all right. So what I'm trying to say is that it doesn't matter who you are marrying, although we would like to align. We want to be identified. We want to have that societal approval. We want to be seen as who we would like to identify with. So I want to be seen as that Muslim family. I want to be seen as that Christian family. But at the end of the day, it boils down to convictions and values. Now, you can be a Muslim and then your partner can be a Muslim, but then your partner's values might contradict your faith. What your partner believes in, their actions can contradict your faith. And so if you are going to base your marriage or your decision on marriage on faith, having the same faith with your partner, you might have the marriage the way you want it, but is it going to last?
Right.
Are the two of you going to be on the same page? The values that you would need to nurture the children that are coming in, is it going to be based on the scriptures or the teachings of the faith you both share? How applicable is that faith between the two of you? So I think that if you find someone that is not even sharing your faith, but you feel like you have the same vision, you have the same, you know, goal, you have the same values, you believe in the same principles and the same ideology of marriage, the two of you stand a better chance. Don't get me wrong, there are people who have the same faith, and then their marriage is actually going to end them in hell. Trust me. And then there are people like the lady Layla, who have been married, although the number of years you are married doesn't count. It's the value or the how quality it has been, yeah. But then again, if the coexistence is very healthy, and then you have children who are mannered, who you know, love people, love, are empathetic, are more humane, then you are achieving the goal. That is what we all seek to achieve, to have empathy, to be more humane, to be kind, to love our neighbors as ourselves. So if you find somebody like that you can align with, and then the only thing that is putting the two of you apart is your religion or your individual faith, then I don't think that is such a big deal for me.
Okay, that's very interesting, Theresa. I love that everybody has different views, so that's yeah, amazing for this conversation. Zainab, let me come to you, because you're Muslim, and yeah, I mean, this is Theresa is also Muslim, so I mean, do you, I know that you've said that for you it's a non-negotiable, so what is it, you know, in the religion or in the value system that you, and this is just me trying to understand you, okay, because I'll ask Isinam, you know, the same thing, but what is it in the value system that allows or does not allow any room, you know, for somebody who either doesn't share your faith or doesn't have a faith or has a different faith?
Okay, so in Islam, there's one of our beliefs that there's no compulsion in religion.
Okay.
Like, you can't force someone to be a Muslim. So, and for someone who was born and raised as a Muslim, I have my beliefs, I have the tenets of Islam that I subscribe to. And so, I believe that as a Muslim, I have to live my path as a Muslim. I have to conform with the rules and regulations of Islam. I have to be the best person that I can be. We also believe that nobody is perfect, but we are strive to perfection. And so I am trying to be the best Muslim that I can be. And then I go in and then meet someone who is a Christian.
Okay.
And then this person, of course, has his own beliefs. He believed that Jesus Christ came to save, die to save
the world.
Yeah, he died, his death cleansed our sins. Right.
He
resurrected. I also believe that Jesus Christ was a messenger that Allah sent to this earth. I believe that Jesus Christ believed in a greater God. He said that I am not God, and that there's a God, right? So if I'm talking about Jesus, I'm saying that Jesus Christ is a messenger. And then there's a man who believes that, hey, that's blasphemy. Jesus Christ, how dare you call Jesus Christ a messenger? Jesus Christ is God. Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior. So I think those things will contradict. And so even if we agree, we call ourselves woke, like we are so out there, we are not going to allow religion to find problems for us, what about the children that we are going to give birth to? Are we going to teach them Islam and Christianity at the same time? I believe that is confusing the children at that early age. Children need stability. If we are going to do Christianity, let's do Christianity. If we are going to do Islam, let's do Islam. Now, if I'm Christian, you are, if I'm Muslim, you are Christian. Who is going to push his or her own down and allow the other's own to dominate in the house. Like you say, okay, let's teach them the Christian way. I'll ask you why. I also say, let's raise
teach them the Muslim way.
You also ask me why.
Yeah.
But I think that it should be one, because as someone who has a lot of faith, who believes in God, I think that teaching the children to believe in one thing, if they grow up, then they read about stuff, they learn, and they decide that Islam is not for me, or they grow up and they decide that Christianity is not for me, that is their choice. They are old enough to make that choice for themselves. But when they are young, we owe it to them as parents to teach them the right path. I think Islam is the right path. He thinks Christianity is the right path.
Yeah.
That will cause a problem.
Yeah.
Also, I believe that faith is so important in raising children, because as Muslims, we have this thing where, you know, whatever happened, we say Qadar Allah, like it is the will of Allah. So there are so many things that as Muslim will happen to you that your average person who doesn't believe in these things will say that, oh, my house people are doing me, or this person is doing me, or this person is, or things that will can easily push you into depression. The Muslim will go down on his or her knees and pray to Allah, Allah, you know best, you know why this is happening to me, I leave everything. So it gives you some sense of relief, belonging, that makes you strong enough to face this difficult world that we've been thrown in. And so these are things that I know, these are things that I have lived through. I have gone through situations where I know if not for my belief as a Muslim, like I wouldn't be here right now. So by all means, I would want my children to also have that pillar that they can lean on whenever they are having issues. And so meeting someone of a different faith, of course we will tell each other that when love, someone will say, I love you, no catch you before. If I love you, catches you. You tell yourself that, oh, we will respect each other, we will not bring religion into our... But that's the thing. We are Africans, we are Ghanaians. Religion is us, we are religion. Unless, of course, the two of you decide that we will do our religious stuff, but we'll not like transfer
any
into
of it,
our children. But sometimes you just have to look at the bigger picture. You don't have to just look at your feelings. It's like a couple who I've met and they are all, let's say, maybe sickling positive. And they are like, oh, but we can be together, we love each other. But you have to look at the bigger picture.
Well, you just decide not to have children.
Yes, you can decide not to have children. But if you, that's the looking at the bigger picture. If you look at the bigger picture and decide that we are not having children, that is fine. You can live your best of life. But if you decide that you are going to have children, like you are being extremely wicked on the children that you are going to have due to the pain and suffering that you are going to subscribe them to, which is super unfair to them. They've not done anything. So as you think about the love that you have, as you think about the enjoyment that you are going to enjoy, you also have to look at the bigger picture. Look at the future. How are things going to be like? And then also, right now, okay, we have our children, but 10, 5 years from now, when maybe the love that you have for each other is not as strong as it used to be in the beginning, are there things that you are going to allow to go? Are there things that you are going to overlook like you used to? We have to look at all these things when we decide to go in for marriage, because nobody on this earth marries a partner with the intention that I'm going to do 1 year, 2 years, and then I'm out. Everybody go into marriage thinking this is for the long haul, but then things happen on the way. So if you are going in for the long haul, then you have to look at the pros and the cons and everything that has to do with the marriage.
I mean, I love that you're super passionate, you know, about your submission. I just wanted to say that I just love, you know, that you're really super passionate about it. Esinam had a lot of different reactions at different times. So would you like to tell us, you know, what's some of your... I can guess the first one. I think you feel like maybe comparing interfaith marriage to sickle cell is a bit life and death itself. Extreme. And it's like, that's just like totally extra. I saw her go like, oh, you know. No, but I mean that's but you get Zainab's passion. For her, it's his life and death. Exactly. Yeah, yes. It yes.
Does. Everything matters to her, and I understand from that perspective. But from my perspective, no.
Okay.
I cannot compare those two things. Those two things are because one is health. One is health and well-being, and the other is
religion. Can also be health and well.
Like, let's keep it like that. Let's agree to disagree.
Let me just interact a little. There are some religious people that when they are sick, they'll not go to the hospital. So what about that?
That's why I didn't interrupt you, because you could have. I could have interjected and it would have become a back and forth. But yes, so you let's agree to disagree.
Okay.
Zainab.
Oh, you people should let Esinam finish. Teresa, let Esinam finish. Esinam, please finish because now Teresa too wants to come. we are listening.
I wish I was there with you, ladies.
Yes, I know. I can see that. So just give us a second. Let Esinam make her points and then Esinam, go ahead.
Ask me your question.
No, I thought you had reactions.
My first reaction, you already know. But then again, I feel like this could
because
be
because you are in the middle. The reason I want your interaction is that you are neither here nor there.
Yeah.
For you, you know, like I'm not a Christian, I'm not a Muslim. You can be whatever you want. Allow me to be whatever I want.
Yeah.
But then Zainab raised some very salient points. You know, how do we raise the children? How do we, which I think you raised as well. So those are conversations, yes, that you'll have to have and agree,
yeah,
on.
Yeah. Obviously, you have to align on the way forward with your, like I mentioned the values in my previous submission, that every human being comes with their values. Whoever you are in a relationship with has the things that they hold dear to them, the things that matter to them, and those are their sets of principles that they live by. Some are influenced by religion to arrive at those values. Some are not.
In our society, most
people are inspired by their religious. But I would say I'm inspired by humanity.
Okay.
Just the mere fact of being human, harm no one, do no evil. Like my values are more about being the best human being, regardless of who you are, wherever you come from, wherever you find yourself. Fundamentally, you're a human being. We're all equal. We all need to respect each other. We all need to. It's about love for humanity and being a good human, a good person to the next person, regardless of wherever they're coming from. If that is the value that I'm transferring onto my kids, gladly so. I think that value won't differ in any other religious setting. Like, I don't think that any religion is against being the best human or being the best kind of being, loving your neighbor. Christians preach loving your neighbor. Muslims also preach love for one another, yeah, you know. So there's the fundamental agreement on what we transfer to our children, being respect, love, you know, equality, support, community, and all those things. Those are the things that I'm likely to transfer. But the belief in a particular deity or a particular God and the tenets of the religion and how you're supposed to behave as a Christian, how you're supposed to behave as a Muslim. That is what I am leaving my children to figure out
for themselves
where they want to fit into. And I think that she mentioned something on stability. The stability is in understanding the humanness of themselves as children, who they are as human beings and what they are doing on earth and how they understanding the fundamentals of the values that I've mentioned earlier. That is what we are starting with in their fundamentals to raise them as good human beings. So when they come up, they respect other people's choices. They know that they have the choice to make in terms of whatever religion they want to belong to. They will know how to respect other people, how to live with other people, how to be like looking out for the greater good, their purpose on earth, finding out who about themselves, finding out how they contribute to the world in general, how they contribute to their community and whatnot. Mm-hmm. So it's about setting them on the right path so that when they grow, they can make the choices that are right for them. Okay, without being tied to a religion.
Let me ask you something. There are some things that sometimes when you're dealing with children or even us in life that there are things you can't answer.
Right.
There are situations and things that happen to you that you can't explain and you can't answer.
Yeah.
And I think Zainab made reference to something like that. So I'm curious, you know, if you don't subscribe to this and you don't subscribe to that, in difficult times or in times when you have tough decisions to make, yeah, when you're looking for some sort of guidance, which we all, most of us do from a source or from a higher.
Yeah.
Who do you look to?
My higher self. Okay. My higher self, because I believe that in being mindful, in practicing mindfulness, you know, being able to control myself, having the awareness to regulate myself, my emotions, knowing the things I can control, knowing the things I cannot, you know, and the understanding of self and recognizing your higher self and the higher power that you come with, your divinity as an individual, you are able to tap into those sources to be able to get the answers that you need.
So I was asking you this question because I wanted to tap into your spirituality.
Right.
Because so far, you've been speaking from a very vanilla point of view.
All right.
Even though from the beginning you said, I'd rather be more spiritual right. than... Do you get what I mean? But this is actually the first time
right.
that you're actually bringing out that, okay, I believe, you know, in the divinity of myself. I believe yes. that everything that I need for this life is already in
is
me.
Given to
so
me,
therefore,
yes.
my assignment is to pull out of me
exactly.
what is already in
yes,
me,
yes.
which you weren't saying.
So now I've said
it. Okay, all right then. Theresa, let me come to you finally, because otherwise you enter the computer and so you only have about 5 minutes because we're almost out of time, and then I'll just take a few messages. So go ahead.
Okay, so Zainab said something very interesting that I wanted to touch on about the children growing and being identifying, you know, in terms of religion. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay, so what I want to say is that when it comes to marriage and you know, love and raising children, like I said earlier on, the religion is a guidance. It helps in identifying, it helps in belonging, it makes planning easier, it makes decision taking a bit easier. But like Esinam said, it all boils down to your self, your divine being, your principles, your values. You know, you can raise your children Islamically or in a Christian way, and then they will grow up having all the vices you actually tried raising them to avoid. So sometimes having the same faith is good, but if you do not have the values, the spirituality, like Esinam is saying, and the empathy to go with it, you end up raising your child or your children or living with your partner religiously. At the end of the day, you get it. So aside looking for a partner that shares the same faith with you, you should also make sure that this person you are sharing the same faith with, that you so much want in your life, what are their values? Do they believe in the same values you believe in? Are they empathetic? Are they humane? Like, what is their religious, or what is their faith? Or let me say, what is their inner soul? How does it connect to the world, the people,
yeah.
the environment?
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, if you can quote all the Bible and the Quran, and your relationship with your neighbor, your children, your family is nothing to write home about, then what faith are you talking about? Is it just by being identified as a Muslim? It goes beyond that. So if you have a partner that is not a Christian or a Muslim, but you feel that this person is someone that is going to lead you or help you to avoid anything negative. Anything, because at the end of the day, when you are alone and about to sleep, your conscience definitely is going to ask you for accountability.
Yeah.
Your spirit is definitely going to ask you for accountability, yeah, even before you sleep. So that is what Esna was saying. Yourself, within you, you get it. You have that power. So you have to be in touch with everything around you, and that, yeah, includes the person you want to spend your life with.
Mm. Yeah.
So even if they don't share the same faith with you, but are they gonna grow with you morally, in terms of values, in terms of, you know, your relationship with people around you, and everything that has to do with being a better person.
Yeah.
You can raise children in all the religious values you have, and then they'll grow up and you won't even recognize them.
Mm.
But then it happens. We see it. We see pastors' children growing up to be something else. We see imams' children growing up to be something else. But they pray all right. They dress, yeah, Islamically and all that. It's all about you, your values. You understand?
Yeah, I get that.
Personally, I would consider, or I would want to be married to someone that shares the same faith with me. But if that person that shares same faith with me does not have, or his values does not align with mine, then I would rather pass.
Okay. All right. Interesting. Yes. I could see it's getting to that conclusion. You know, because obviously, you know, you've been talking about not just the superficial, but wanting that deeper, you know, spiritual connection. So thank you for that, Theresa. Again, I respect and love how passionate you are as well. So I'm going to take a few messages. I think most of the messages I'm about to read are coming from Muslim women. So just so that, you know, we have a really huge idea. I'll Christianize it for us, don't worry. But you know what we do? Christians, I'm Christian, right? A lot of times Christians, we have these conversations without taking it from the other side. So for me, today's show was really about... Okay. Hearing what we don't normally hear.
Right.
You know what I mean. So even though I'm Christian, I've intentionally been quiet about my views so that, you know. Okay, so it's really a challenge for us Africans. Love knows no faith, but our religion forbids us, so as Muslim women, to marry non-Muslim men, yet it's convenient for the men to be with other religious women. I actually don't think it's worth it. That same love might turn to hate tomorrow, so why risk it in the first place? This one says, my own love is actually not blind. I can't fully bank on a man. I'd rather want to keep my faith and lose the man. As I stated earlier, that same love might turn to hate tomorrow. And trust me, that man, I tell you, he doesn't care about religion, but might pester you to convert after marriage. So these are just some of the arguments. Some of your messages coming through on our WhatsApp console. Nana Kwesi says, life shouldn't be that complicated. However, the practice of humans through various belief systems make it so. Larry says, fantastic, Layla. You're truly a marital choice. Hi, Nima. My kid brother is in this situation where Muslims and his wife is a Christian. They have three kids who are all practicing Muslims. Their mom, okay, who is the Christian, takes them to Makaranta and reminds them to have their 5 daily prayer. So obviously that's an alignment that they aligned, you know, with from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
I love the passionate submissions of the Muslim lady. That's Zainab. I'm a pastor though, but she's very on point. The facts she's putting out there are very real. The Christian lady should learn and look at the bigger picture the lovely Muslim lady is putting out. Bring her more on the show for topics of this sort. That's Francis. Esinam says she's all about humanity. I want to ask her if she marries a Muslim and the Muslim insists that she has to be a Muslim at all costs, what will she do? I think we all know what Esinam would do at that point. I don't think we need to get the answer to that. Well, let me say a very big thank you to my guests. You guys have been so amazing. Theresa and Zainab, both first timers on Strong and Sassy. And they've really given us a run for our money. So thank you guys so much. Isinam, thank you for always being here. And thank you to you for staying tuned in. We just wanted to get you thinking, you know. Sometimes we put so many things in a box and it's